ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rogers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back up the field at the 35 to the 40. He's at the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, tips off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
To the yard, snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger, and Nebraska takes the lead. It is history. 13-0.
Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on a football Friday. It is a crisp day, and it looks like it'll be a perfect night for high school football across the state of Nebraska, so we hope you go out and enjoy it. It is just a jam-packed, busy day on the high school scene, one of the busier weeks of the year with all that was going on. District cross country yesterday, state tennis and state softball wrapping up today in Hastings, Omaha, and Lincoln. And, of course, we are getting down to the nitty-gritty in football. There are very few chances to have battles of unbeaten at this time of the year, but there are a couple out there. We talked about it yesterday. One's Kearney Catholic, Elm Creek, and you'll hear it on Power 99 tonight. One is Ansley and Anselmo Myrna. And before I get in, I want to touch on that just a bit, but I want to let you know that coming up, Brandon Cool is going to join us, head football coach at Kearney High, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em, and we have sent Daddy on assignment today to Vegas. Daddy is in Vegas with his college and NFL selections. After the horrid week that he had last week, Derek, he said, I need help. And the only place to find help is to go to the source, to go to the Mecca, to go where you must go, to go to the mountaintop, and that's Las Vegas.
You think he can do all of his spread shopping down there as quick as he can here?
Yeah. Well, fine. That, the one thing they make you do down there, you have to walk a long way to get out of a casino, I'll tell you that, or a sports book. We will hear from the daddy supposedly in the next segment, and all that is coming up. But you know what? Dan Moore. Are you kidding me? How about Dan Moore? If you are from Nebraska at all, you know about Dan Moore, Hall of Fame coach, retired, had coached Ansley to so many great football victories in his career, then retired. Then Ansley needed another football coach. He comes back. They rebuild the program in 3 years. They went from a one-win team or a two-win team to scraping for the playoffs last year, and then they are unbeaten and will take on Anselmo Myrna tonight to find out who the best team in that region is, and they are on their way to the playoffs. It's just sometimes your system works. It doesn't matter what the kids are doing. If you do it the right way and you work hard, you're going to win. Now, that's not always the case. Sometimes the talent just isn't there. And some of the coaches really have to work even harder to try and get things turned around. But just an example of a program in the listening area that has turned things around. And look out. Look out when you've got a legend leading the way. It's a team that can find a way to beat you at almost any juncture of the season. So we open up things to you, 1-888-455-ESPN. Probably the beginning of the show here is going to be the best time to get in. If you want to email, all you have to do is fire one off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But everybody's been talking about it. I got a chance to see the ending of it last night. Game 5, heard right here on ESPN Radio, of the American League Championship Series, where people are probably more in shock or hungover if you're in Boston or a Red Sox fan. Face it, how many of you went to bed? How many of you turned off the game? You hung in there while it was 5-0, but when it got to 7-0, you clicked over to football, college football, you clicked over to the news, you went to bed, you tucked the kids in, you did whatever you do, and you did not see the end. The day after Kirk Gibson's home run anniversary, where so much was talked about the people leaving the game, they were filing out of Fenway Park. Why would you do that? If you're figuring it is the last game of the year in Boston, you decided to go to it. So if you're going to lose another hour of sleep, and you're only going to get 4 hours of sleep, which, by the way, is a norm, you know, but if you're going to lose an extra hour of sleep, you made the choice to go to the game. Why would you leave? Why? Now, if it's 7-0 in the ninth, that's one thing. 7-0 in the seventh, you got a third of the baseball game to go. And I know the odds stack, but why would you leave? You went to it, most likely to be the last baseball game of the year in Fenway Park. It's not like you're coming back tomorrow. It's not like, well, I'll be back next week. You're not going to be back until spring ball. You're not going to be back till April. What's the rush? What is the rush? What'd you think? Derek, you, of course, you missed the end.
Yeah, I ashamed of myself. I clicked it off. I did exactly what you said. I clicked it off. It was 5-0. And I was like, yeah, got to get up early. I could catch some early shut-eye, and woke up this morning and heard the news. But a huge win by the Red Sox. And tell you the truth, you said, you know, most likely the last game at Fenway this season. I think after last night, they're going to be looking at some World Series games in Fenway this year as well.
Easy. Let me ask you this right now. Tomorrow night, same time, Game 6, Red Sox-Rays, college football, Texas-Missouri. Which one would you watch?
I got to watch the Sox.
I know you're going to be at hockey. I know you're going to be doing Storm hockey.
Right.
So that's why I said, which one would you watch?
I would watch the Sox and the Rays just because of the huge comeback last night. If it was if the texture of the series was a bit different and they didn't have that huge comeback last night, I'd probably click between the two. But my focus would be focused on the Red Sox game.
Foreigner. I think you're in the minority. I would watch the college football game with an eye on that baseball game. But you know how you can solve that? Chicken coop, people. You go to the chicken coop. They've got it all for you laid out. You don't have to make that decision. You can watch all the college football. You can watch the Major League Baseball playoffs. You can watch golf. You can watch whatever is on, horse racing. You got Breeders' Cup coming up next weekend, the NFL this Sunday. It's all right there at the chicken coop. Stop by for lunch today and find out where you're going to scout out, get your seat for the weekend, because there's not a bad seat in the house. It's the best place to watch sports in town with their 42-inch flat screens. You can catch all your favorite sports at the Coop. Lunch specials every day, including Sunday. Great food and drink specials every night. And don't forget, Monday night rolls around. It's $2 you call it from the kickoff of Monday Night Football till close. They've got outstanding food. People call it bar food at sports bars. No. They've got outstanding wings, 12 different flavors of their flame-broiled chicken wings, anything from just a basic little medium to a sweet and sour to Jamaican jerk. You can get into the spicy garlic Dijon, the honey Dijon, the jalapeno garlic, the honey barbecue. It's all right there for you. Great selection of pizzas, whether it's just a pepperoni or if you want to make something up a little more supreme. They've got steaks. They've got seafood. Get a good hunk of salmon there. It's good stuff. Salad, if you're just looking for a little light appetizer, they've got that for you as well. Stop by today. It's a great place for, you know, Friday. It's time to go to lunch. Well, Friday's lunch day at the Chicken Coop, and be sure to check that out. Oh, boy. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Upset Thursday continues. BYU, nice representation last night.
Wow, they looked terrible, didn't they? Not good.
TCU rolls them. Florida State keep kicking field goals. I know if some of our friends had Florida State at the 11-point spread last night, they had to be pulling their hair out because Florida State really, outside of one long pass play that North Carolina State hit, really dominated that game. But Florida State wins the football game, and how strange to see Chuck D'Amato, the former head coach at North Carolina State, now an assistant at Florida State without the sunglasses. That's the sunglass coach. Of course, you know, as he's walking across to shake hands after that game, that's where all the TV cameras and microphones went, because how do you feel about beating your former team? How do you feel about beating your former team? Well, there you have it. So, anywho's, 1-888-455-ESPN. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. As we said, state tennis and state golf, or state softball, excuse me, going on. Let's touch on that a lot this morning. To go over. Class A, they are underway with their games at the Smith Complex. In the winner's bracket, Lincoln Southwest against the top seed, Papillion-La Vista. In the elimination game, Millard West is playing Papillion-La Vista South. Coming up at noon, Class B, winner's bracket, Blair takes on Omaha Scutt. In the elimination game, Seward takes on Omaha Gross. And in Class C at noon, in the winner's bracket, UTAN Mead will take on Wahoo. And in the elimination game, Milford will battle Bennington. State tennis, Omaha Creighton Prep leading Class A, followed by Lincoln East, Grand Island and Kearney tied for 7th. In Class B, Lincoln Pius X had the lead going into the day with 32 points. Omaha Scutt was 2nd, Grand Island Central Catholic 4th, Hastings 6th, and Kearney Catholic was 9th. They played it through the semifinal round, so heading into today in the semifinals, and maybe we'll have an update before we sign off here. Class A number 1 doubles, John Steike, Cody Bartlett of Grand Island are in the semifinals. In Class B, in the number 1 singles, Peter Messbarger of Kearney Catholic is taking on Connor Larson of McCook. In the Class B number 2 singles, Chance Honesty of Holdridge against Alexander Worth from Grand Island Central Catholic. In Class B, the number 1 doubles, Hastings team of Yaron Yank and Jonathan Landell taking on Central Catholic's brother combo of Spencer and Turner Fahey. And finally, the Class B number 2 doubles, Central Catholic's Weston Walton and Dylan Redmond are still alive. District action going on around the area. The A2 for cross country. Grand Island did not qualify in either the boys or the girls, but they did have a couple of individuals, Seth Merrick and Chase McLaren on the boys, Sigourney Pfefferly on the girls. Both the Kearney boys and girls qualified at the A4. The B3 district at Seward, no area team qualified, but on the boys' side, Jory Flasser of Northwest and Anthony Epp make it to state, Dan Hayden and Joel Ratzliff of Aurora, and John Timmerman of Hastings. For the girls, Jamie Evans and Susie Jones of Northwest. Lexington boys qualified in the B4 at Ogallala, as did on the girls' side, Lindsay Woolley of Lexington. The C3 at Fairbury was won by the Hastings St. Cecilia boys, followed by Central City and Milford. Also qualifying, Colton Shellpepper of Wood River Shelton and Aaron Johnson of St. Paul. On the girls' side, Adam Central qualifies as a team. Morgan Jacoby and Jamie Williams of St. Cecilia make it. Vanessa Resch of Wood River and Hannah Jarecki of St. Paul also make it. C4 at Gothenburg, Jared Holiday of Minden wins it on the boys' side, although the team does not qualify. The Minden girls do qualify. And finally, the D4 at Arapaho. The boys' teams have qualified, Wilcox Hildreth, Bertrand Loomis, and Gibbon. Also, Kearney Catholic's Luke Winslow and Ryan Putnam. On the girls' side, Franklin, Eustace Farnham, and Gibbon qualify, as does Tracy Green from Kearney Catholic. The Daddy is standing by. We will chat with him right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
the countdown is on.
A closeout countdown
at Kearney Yamaha. The 08 Yamaha Star motorcycles have got to go because the 09 Star motorcycles have already been delivered. or you want to be one of the first in your neighborhood to have a shiny new 09 Star, this is the absolute best time to buy a new Yamaha motorcycle. Carney Yamaha wants to move more than 50 brand new Yamaha Star motorcycles this month. Whoa! 50 bikes this month! And check out their amazing low prices on accessories and apparel. Get in for DOT helmets, only $25. Unbelievable! Leather coats and chaps at prices you've never seen before. But get in now, the countdown is on! The closeout countdown going on now at Carney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Carney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of the Carney I-80.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Carney Yamaha.
Hi, folks. This is Daryl Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
Install a real tile floor in a day. Hi, this is Scott from Builders. Snapstone is a revolutionary floating floor system that locks together over your existing vinyl, wood, or concrete floor. Unlike traditional tile, Snapstone requires no mortar or underlayment. You just snap the tiles together and grout. Come learn more this Saturday at Builders in Kearney, where a factory rep from Snapstone will be offering a free clinic starting at 11 a.m. this Saturday at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
Saturday on the Westwood One College Football Game of the Week. It's a Big 12 showdown in the heart of Texas as the number one ranked Longhorns host the 11th ranked Tigers from Missouri. This is Kevin Kugler. Join Terry Bowden and me from Austin, Texas for what promises to be an offensive shootout between the Tigers and the Horns. Texas, Missouri. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
It's a college football doubleheader Saturday. Vanderbilt, Georgia at 11. Missouri, Texas at 6:30 on ESPN Radio.
Every week, there's a new webcast featuring Tri-City Storm coach Tom Rudrud and hosted by the arena voice of the Storm, Derek Stinson. Brought to you by ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Click on ESPNSuperstation.com to see the Tri-City Storm Coach's Corner webcast.
We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today, with highs up in the mid-60s. Winds will also stay to the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay mainly clear tonight with a low near 40 with a light southeast wind. Highs on Saturday reach the lower 70s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
Greasy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Coming up, Kearney High football coach Brandon Cool. Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em coming up in the second half of the show as well. But where's Daddy, you ask? Well, as we said at the top of the show, after struggling mightily in his college and NFL selections last week, we sent him to the motherland. We sent him to the mountaintop. Daddy from Vegas joins us this morning.
Woo-hoo!
On the Doug and Daddy Show, where, by the way, it's 9:21 Las Vegas time. Morning, Daddy. Anything moving there?
Very, very slow here this morning, but, yeah, things are getting cranked up. I just arrived at Mandalay Bay. It is the inaugural Barrett Jackson Las Vegas car auction going on right here at the Bay, so there's a lot of excitement about that. But in the sports book, of course, the racetracks and stuff, a couple, 3 hours from picking up action, so it is relatively calm. Just basically hardly anyone around the sportsbook area, which is nice for us to be able to move around and look at odds because, that's what we're interested in. And maybe, obviously, the baseball people were stayed up plenty late last night, and now those odds have been released. And many people think, the Red Sox came back and kind of stole the Thunder from down under. I use that because I'm looking at the Thunder down under sign. now
probably going to that, aren't you? You're probably going to that, aren't you?
No, I will not be partaking in Thunder Down Under. But Mr. Shields is now a minus 145, so they are the favorite, relatively big favorite. Boston coming back the other way, plus 125 here tonight. And I found that quite interesting. I know Tampa Bay goes home, and I know they get the familiarity of their ballpark, but nonetheless, I think a lot of people thought that Boston kind of sucked the life out of them last night in those last two, three innings.
Did you get to see the end of the game?
Yes, I did. And I just obviously, you know, cheering for the underdog all year long, cheering for the Rays. You know, you just thought, oh, they're going to find a way to get it done, especially when you thought Boston has exerted all their pitching options and Pavel Bond has thrown 38 pitches in the two innings he was in. You thought, well, you got a pretty good chance. But and the plus the bullpen for the Rays have been so good throughout the year, but they were unable to sustain that, and Boston gets a big win and sends the series back to Tampa, St. Petersburg.
How many people staring at you right now?
No, just about 10.
And were you mistaken for any celebrities on your way out to Vegas?
No, I was not mistaken as any celebrities, which is a nice feeling. Nobody asked for autographs coming off the plane.
I could have sworn somebody would think you were Tony Siragusa.
I was going to say, could just like grab the next person that walks by, say, hey, I'm on the Tony Siragusa. We're live on the radio. Can I chat with you right now? You know, that'll be great. Okay, let's talk about some of the odds. You've had a chance to look it over. Nebraska and Iowa State, what do they have us at in Vegas?
It is 7 points at the Mandalay Bay. And looking at the computer, it went up some places yesterday to 8 or 8.5. But right now at Mandalay Bay, that line remains at a steady 7. And so that line remains intact. So the Texas Tech game is steady at 21 pretty much everywhere that we've heard of. A guy that had a couple, three sheets from around town, I asked him if I could browse it. Those were a steady 21. And the Missouri-Texas game, pretty much 6. Now, I know it opened at 7 here, but it went to 6 relatively quickly. So Missouri getting some early money, which is a little stunning after last weekend.
All right, Daddy, let's take a look at what else you've found out there. Is there some other interesting, maybe some national championship odds?
We've got national championship odds, Douglas. And, the thing I find interesting is USC Trojans battling their way back in with everybody kind of beating each other up. They are the 5-2 and current favorite. The second favorite actually is Alabama and Penn State at 4-1, and then Texas at 5-1. So the first Big 12 team is Texas at 5-1, and Florida at 6-1. Other teams that people in, be interested in, Kansas, of course, 60-1. They find them in the hunt. Texas Tech 15-1. As you look down, other Big 12, obviously, some of the other Big 12 teams, Oklahoma State 12-1. I guess those are the...
What's Missouri at?
Missouri Tigers are at 10-1 right now, along with Oklahoma Sooners. They are also... Oklahoma's at 8-1, and Missouri's at 10-1.
All right, Daddy. Have you had enough time? Because I know you haven't been in Vegas all that long, arriving not too long ago. Have you had time to consult with your consultants and turn this around this week on the NFL and college selections?
Well, we're going to give it our go. Interesting note about the NFL Week 7, Dallas and St. Louis now off the board, exclusively everywhere. Obviously, the Romo situation taking effect there. If he would happen to come play, the line would be higher. If he doesn't, the line would be lower. So they don't know what to do with it at this point. It is all the way off the board.
That's an interesting perspective, because I would think – it wouldn't make that much difference, an injured quarterback versus Brad Johnson. How much, if Tony Romo was named the starter, I think the spread was right around 7.5 Dallas. If Tony Romo was named the starter, how much do you think that's going to move the line? 2 points? More than that?
No, Douglas, according to Vegas Insider, saw this yesterday. If Tony Romo plays in the game certainly would have opened up at 11.5. It opened up here at 6.5. So there's about a 5-point difference in Tony Romo playing.
All right, let's hear them. College NFL selections for this week.
Well, you know what? I'm going to stay mostly in the Big 12, and I think
you've been struggling there, brother. You've been struggling there.
Well, I struggled 1 week, but I got them a week before. I'm going to come back. I'm not giving up on this.
All right, let's hear them.
I've got Texas Tech. I'm laying 21 points against Texas A&M. I know they're playing in College Station, but I think Texas Tech will score and score at will. On a team that returned hardly anybody, only 10 starters both sides of the ball. That's true. I'm going to lay 21 points there. I'm going to take the 7.5 points. I think I can find 7.5 somewhere around here. I'm on Iowa State, and I'm going to take the 7.5 points. I hope Nebraska can sneak out a victory at the end, but I think that could be a very, very close ball game, and I think if Nebraska's not careful, they can get snuck up on and caught in this one. And then, of course, my weekly selection, USC. I'm going to lay 44 points and take them over Washington State, who I think is the worst football team. Anytime you're holding tryouts with your intramural squads, that's a bad sign for your quarterback situation. I'm going to go with those three college games this week.
Texas Tech, Iowa State, and Southern Cal. Okay, so of all the games on the sheet, Iowa State, you think, is one of the top three selections?
That's one of my top three selections, and I just think it's just one of those perfect deals that sets up. People are high on Nebraska the way they play Texas Tech. Now, remember, now, Nebraska didn't really stop Texas Tech. They just didn't get the ball away from them. They scored 5 out of 7 times they had the football. And I think a lot of people look, well, they played Texas Tech so well on the road. And, you know, the second game on the road, they could be a lot tougher. And a lot of people so down on Iowa State getting bashed out at Waco. And I think them going home in a familiar setting, I think they kind of right the ship there. And I think this is a very, very close ball game, but I'll take those points.
All right, let's go to the National Football League, your favorite time of year this Sunday. After you go to your services at your local synagogue, you will be then going around the city of Vegas and watching Sunday football. Have you got a spot already picked out for NFL football, or will you be hitting many?
No, I'd be hitting many, but I would assume that the Imperial Palace will be one of the spots. That's one of my favorite places to watch pro football out here. And
it's a theater setting.
I have never been to a synagogue, so I may check out one of those in the area.
All right, Daddy, let's hear. What do you got for your NFL selections?
You know, three games for you. I love that matchup of a West Coast team going east, and I see that in the San Diego Chargers and the Buffalo Bills. The Bills get Trent Edwards back, have been playing lights out. Roscoe Perry is supposed to be back. I take the Buffalo Bills -1 point at home. You know what? I look at the Houston Texans, -9 points with Detroit Lions. Texans are battling tough game. They should be able to score points on the Detroit Lions. I'm going to lay 9.5, 9 points, whatever you can get that at. I think the Houston Texans are a better football team. Detroit Lions just a bad, bad football team right now. And my third selection, the one that just doesn't look right to me, the Miami Dolphins at home, -3 versus the Baltimore Ravens. That's one that I think the Miami Dolphins probably should be the underdog then, but something looks weird there, so I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins at home. So I'm going to take Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, and Houston Texans in the NFL.
Daddy's selections live from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. It doesn't get any better than that. Daddy, anything else that you would like to add?
Excuse me?
I said anything else you would like to add, any other tidbits that you have to pass along to us?
Well, we got out of the cab when we arrived here, and somebody said, man, look at that Shelby. And I said, well, how do you know her name? I said, no, the car, ding-dong. I had no idea what a Shelby was.
Wow. Really? Really? I mean, I said anything of importance. Anything of importance.
Oh, just a quick note, if you like Nebraska's basketball team to win the 09 Men's College Basketball Championship at Ford Field in Detroit, Michigan, April 6th, 350-1.
You think?
And boom goes the dynamite.
You think? A basketball team that doesn't have a center and 350-1. You going to put $10 on it?
No, I'm not going to waste that $10. I'll find another place to waste that $10. North Carolina, by the way, the favorite at 12-5.
All right, Daddy, something I never thought I would ask. Who's the favorite in this weekend's NASCAR race?
The favorite in this weekend's NASCAR race is, I believe, Jeff Gordon at 5-1.
It's crazy. Vegas is flat out crazy. Daddy, enjoy your weekend. We'll see you when you get back on Tuesday. And don't worry, we'll be making fun of you Monday when Nebraska takes care of business in Ames.
All right. Well, the boys like David Reagan, so they're picking David Reagan if you want a NASCAR selection at 30-1.
All right. Thank God. Martin Truex, get something on him. Hey, we'll see you, Daddy.
Have a great day and have a great weekend, boys. We'll see you Monday or Tuesday.
It's just not fair. It's not fair. It's just not fair. Seriously. Daddy, Vegas, us here. I get Elm Creek Kearney Catholic tonight. He won't even know what's happening tonight. So maybe that's a better thing for us. Hey, let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. But before we do, we have a family four-pack of tickets to tonight's Tri-City Storm hockey game. The Storm is at home this weekend. Are we giving away tonight or is it either night, Derek?
Tonight.
For tonight. All right. We're giving away tickets for tonight's game against the Green Bay Gamblers. Green Bay Gamblers. First Tier Event Center, face-off 7:05. Of course, as the voice of the Storm, Derek, what else is going on tonight in Stormland?
It's Carney Yamaha night down there, ride your bike to the game night. So if you have a motorcycle you want to ride out onto the game, you can drive it right on inside and onto the concourse.
All right, if you want those four hockey tickets for tonight's family four-pack for tonight's Tri-City Storm hockey game, give us a call at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-ESPN. Daddy selected which three college teams? Who were his three college selections, if you're paying attention? Which three college teams did Daddy select? And you will have a family four-pack of tickets to tonight's Storm hockey.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
UPS asks, do sports analogies for shipping ever get old?
No!
Let's do one. UPS Express shipping options are so fast, they're like a core of wide receivers who can outrun any secondary. That's because UPS gives you a roster full of high-speed express delivery options from two-day to same-day, even international. Hey, it's whatever speed you need. And these receivers are like cheetahs, like gazelles, or like maybe cheesels.
Sports analogies from UPS.
UPS, what can Brown do for you?
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, "Whoa, Nelly," you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Getting the satellite dish aligned is the worst part about tailgating. Well, Husker fans, it's time to take tailgating to the next level. Rich & Sons Camper Sales now has the ViewCube. The ViewCube is a portable satellite dish that can be used with your satellite TV. Great for RVs, campers, or even truckers. It sets up in minutes, and with only one cable and a wireless remote, you'll be watching your favorite games and shows in no time. The ViewCube. Quick, easy, and now affordable at $100 off the regular price. Only at Rich & Sons Camper Sales south of Grand Island. With Rich & Sons Camper Sales and the ViewCube, tailgating is better.
Destination Fun doesn't stop just because summer has. It's still going strong at Cunningham's Journal in the Courtyard. This weekend, enjoy the sounds of Nick Motil while relaxing in the laid-back atmosphere that Cunningham's has to offer. Seasons may be changing, but the best place in Kearney for live entertainment and drink specials never does. Your destination for fun should always be Cunningham's Journal. Don't forget about football every Sunday all day in high def with 25-cent wings and great drink specials. Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
In Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
Countdown from 2 minutes. Can you do it? If you're a surgeon, you can't be afraid of blood. If you're a quarterback or a head coach, you've got to be able to run the 2 minute offer.
Colin Cowherd, 9 to 11 weekdays, right before Doug and Daddy on ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today, with highs up in the mid 60s. Winds will also stay to the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay mainly clear tonight with a low near 40 with a light southeast wind. Highs on Saturday reach the lower 70s. I'm weather and meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 50.
It's the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just got a chance to talk with Big Daddy live from Las Vegas, where he's trying to recover from last week's beatdown in his selections. And his college selections this week, Texas Tech, Iowa State, and Southern Cal. And Derek, who knew that?
Terry from Kearney knew it. He's got himself a family four-pack to tonight's Tri-City Storm hockey game against Green Bay.
Outstanding. Enjoy it, Terry. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. And folks, don't forget, they're growing in your field. Growing with Dyna-Grow. Dyna-Grow seed has proven itself in your fields with corn hybrids like 57B94, 57T61, and 57VO5. Dyna-Grow still has those hybrids, but has introduced more VT triple corn hybrids, which will impress your fields. That's right. Your field's going to go, bring me the corn. Bring me the hybrid. Oh, yeah, I know. New hybrids like 57V07, 57V15. Remember these numbers because they're going to help you. 57V94 and 58V72. It's all a result of the precision placement Dyna-Grow uses to offer hybrids to match your field conditions. Contact your local Dyna-Grow dealer, 1-800-652-9298. And right now, until November 15th, a 10% cash discount. 10% cash discount, helping you grow even more with Dyna-Grow. Well, tonight it is homecoming at Foster Field at Kearney High as the Bearcats head into their eighth game of the season against the Panthers of Norfolk. And to join us to talk about the last few games and what they expect tonight, the head coach of the Kearney Bearcats, Brandon Cool, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us on the show again. Been a few weeks since we've had a chance to talk with you, at least on the Doug and Daddy Show. This football team bounced back with a very big win for you last week. A couple of weeks that kind of test the coaches and test the kids.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We're very pleased with the effort that our kids gave at the Elkhorn football game here last Friday. And we're ready for that type of a football game where they're going to line up and they're double tied in and just run the football right at us. And very pleased with how physical we were, and hopefully we can do that again tonight.
Coach, what's it like, because the Bearcats and these kids have not been looked at as an underdog in a game hardly at all the last three seasons, and they were squarely put in that underdog role last week. Did they use that for some motivation?
You're exactly right. We put that on our board the first practice, the first film session that we had on the Monday before Elkhorn, and we haven't had that opportunity very often to be the underdog, and so we took that to be our advantage. It's one of those things where all the pressure was on Elkhorn last week with their ranking and kind of in the favor to win the district, and we were able to kind of pin our ears back and just play Bearcat football. So it was a nice breather for us to go in as an underdog, and very pleased with how our kids responded to that aspect.
Coach, we mentioned at the top of the season that everybody wants to win every game, but the expectations this year weren't necessarily that you're going to run the table, which is tough to do in Class A anyway. What have a couple of losses on your record done to the makeup of the team and maybe just the way you approach each week?
Well, puts a lot of things in perspective. Definitely when you get beat, some teams expose some weaknesses that you have, and there's no doubt about it. We've really improved on some of the weaknesses that we've had in our football program. I think we've done a good job of being a little bit more physical up front with our offense and defensive lines. I think our kids are getting in tune to running the football a little bit better, and we still got to do a better job of tackling. We've really been disappointed in a couple aspects on getting some opponents to the ground, and our tackling has not come along as fast as we'd like to. We did tackle very well against Elkhorn, with the exception of a two or three plays in there, and we're going to have to tackle extremely well tonight against the Norfolk in order to win the football game. But to take on the expectations that we've had here the last two or three years and then have a lot of holes to fill, I'm very pleased of where we're at. If you would have told us we were going to be 5-2 at this junction of our football season, I might have questioned that. But there's some guys, it's amazing when you get into a different football season. It's amazing the guys that step up and play good football. Been very pleased with a new quarterback in Jordan Moncrief on how he's run our offense. And then getting Josh Gable back out for football was the two guys that you want to kind of talk about a little bit on the difference that they've made within our program. So, and I could name multiple more guys, but I think the key part is we got to be able to see that here tonight and through the rest of the district play.
Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High, is chatting with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You mentioned about places you got to get better, and I guess tackling would be one way that you stop the run game. And a lot of folks say that has been the bugaboo with the Bearcats, is that teams have been able to run the ball and maybe get big plays against you successfully. And just talk about how you've improved, because that has to be one of the areas you improved in to slow down Elkhorn.
very uncharacteristic of our team to not tackle very well, and it's due to, we're seeing a lot of spread offenses. So what's happening is they're spreading our entire defense out as much as they can, and then they're trying to work some counter stuff, maybe bring some motion or bring a guard and tackle away from it, letting that quarterback hold on to it. So a lot of the stuff that we have problems with early on in the season was just open field tackling. You get an opportunity to go one-on-one. We're a little bit undersized and in multiple spots, but to get those guys wrapped up and get those guys to the ground has been the key for us. So get back to the practice field on Mondays. We spent a lot of time tackling on Mondays. We spent a little bit of time on Wednesdays getting that done. But when we're doing team time stuff, that's where we got to make some improvements. So I don't know how well we tackled in practice on Thursday, but I'm anxious to see how we're going to tackle tonight against a very, very dangerous Norfolk football team.
Well, let's talk about Norfolk. What makes them dangerous? What do you have to watch out for?
Well, they're in the same boat as a lot of teams we played. They're going to spread us out as much as they can. They have a quarterback that does a great job of throwing the football and running it. So we have a very difficult task in front of us. When you're playing high school football, you better be able to stop the run first, but they're going to bring some motion. They run a lot of counter action. They run a lot of option action at us, and that quarterback likes to hold on to the football. He's a good athlete, good physical kid, but if he's able to get 3, 4, 5 yards a pop and move the chains consistently, what that does is it keeps our offense on the field. So for us, we've got to be able to get him in long yard situations, get him into the point where we're putting a little pressure on him when he throws the football, and see if we can't make him do some things that he does not like to do.
Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High. It's homecoming tonight. Coaches always love this week.
Brutal week. You talk about it Monday and Tuesday about the focus of the task at hand is to win a football game. And I've tried multiple times with the administration to see if we can't get that moved to December and January, but I've been unsuccessful with that aspect of it. But I think our kids understand the objective for tonight's football game, and then they can enjoy their homecoming come tomorrow. So we'll see. First quarter is going to be the key for us, making sure that we have everybody on the right page and get off to a good start here tonight.
How much how much does the atmosphere at Foster Field play into the success of this team? I mean, the Rowdies are one of those groups that they're talked about. I mean, everybody knows when Kearney comes rolling in, whether it's a home or away game, that the atmosphere is going to be there.
Well, I think that's a big advantage for us, especially when a team is on the bus for 3 hours like Norfolk will be tonight. You bring the Lincoln and Omaha teams out of here, which are not used to traveling a long distances or at all, except for maybe one or two games a year, and so we feel like that's a big advantage. Then you get the home crowd behind you, and obviously when you talk about our home crowd, you talk about the sport that we have along with the Rowdies. The Rowdies getting it cranked up, and just the atmosphere that they bring to the football game, even the atmosphere that they have in our school system, very, very energetic and very supportive of what we do at Kearney High School. So our Rowdies do an outstanding job, and if they do it in a classy way, it makes it even more important.
Brandon, last question before we let you get out of here. We touched on the Elkhorn game, but it did end with a goal line stand. Talk about the last play.
Last play, we knew they didn't have any timeouts. There's 10 seconds left in the game, so they had to score a touchdown, so we know they had to throw the ball basically two times in a row or the clock will run out on them. And they've been working to number 81, their best receiver, and we just had a kind of a little bit of a assumption that they're going to probably throw it to him. So when they broke the huddle and they came out in one of their passing formations, I know Coach Archer yelled at Brant Hopp just to widen out and almost double that kid. And the kid did a little bit of a speed cut, a little bit of an out route, and Hopp's worked on that play all week long, and he knew they were going to run that out route, and he was able to get underneath it and intercept it. So the key is we were able to stop the run right there in the goal line, and then they had to pass the ball, and we feel like we were pretty comfortable with what we put in for that week X and O wise. So what a great effort by our defense, and hopefully that'll continue for us the rest of the year.
Well, Brandon, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Great job by you and the coaching staff and the kids, and best of luck with Norfolk tonight.
Okay, thank you for your coverage.
Take care. Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High. They're doing a great job there.
just one of the many coaching staffs that do an outstanding job. Some good football coming up around the area tonight. Again, that game is at Foster Field. Kearney High taking on Norfolk. It is homecoming. We already mentioned that our game on Power 99 is Kearney Catholic and Elm Creek, a battle of unbeatens going on tonight. Elsewhere in high school football around the area tonight, Hastings is at Aurora. Northwest is at Adams Central. St. Cecilia is at St. Paul. Grand Island's at Lincoln North Star. Central Catholic is at Central City. Also here on ESPN, Overton at Amherst on the 1460. You've got the Hastings game on 1550, so don't forget about that. The Breeze, 94.5, Kennesaw Franklin, coming up this evening. Last night, there were some high school football games from the area. Sutton and Superior. Sutton wins at 22-18. Stewart beats Niobrara. Plainview over Lutheran High. Omaha Burke beat Millard North. And Fremont beat Lincoln High, and that's what's going on in football. We will take a break. It's time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. If you have not went up against us so far this season, you are eligible. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. You'll win a $25 gift card from Johnny Casino's in Grand Island. We'll take caller number 7 right after this.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Guys, it's time to put your wardrobe to work. Come to the men's store inside JCPenney and get great deals on all the Stafford clothing you need for the office. This week, you'll find an unbeatable selection of Stafford suit separates, sports coats, and dress trousers. And the best part? They're all 50% off. Stafford quality makes that a great value. Work smart, dress smarter with Stafford. The men's store makes it easy to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney.
I'm here to tell you that Geico.com is easy to use. I bet you already knew that. A website that's convenient and fast. Well, really, had no idea. Of course it's fast and easy. Now, allow me to go off script and tell you why Geico.com is so great. First, you can get a free rate quote right then and there. You can update your policy, make a payment, even report and track a claim. There's the news. There's the big aha. Sorry, just had to get it off my chest.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Agricultural Services wants to thank the Grand Island Area 4-H Clubs for teaching our youth various skills such as business management, computer science, and more to meet today's challenges. From Agricultural Services in Grand Island, your full-service fertilizer and chemical dealer, here to lend a helping hand. Country Inn would like to proudly salute all of our Dan Cox VFW Post 54 veterans and are appreciative for your selfless, dedicated, and brave service to our country. So thank you one and all from everyone at the Country Inn in Cedar Rapids. Come by and have a good night's sleep. Storm Hockey has a doubleheader of fun this weekend. Friday night is Biker Night presented by Kearney Yamaha. Head to Kearney Yamaha now and get a special coupon for Friday's game. Plus, ride your motorcycle to the arena and park it inside on the concourse. Then on Saturday night, Fitness 101 will help us honor Stormy's 5K Fun Run winners and participants. It's not too late to sign up for the October 18th Fun Run to help benefit the MS Society. All runners get a t-shirt and free ticket to the hockey game. Visit stormhockey.com or call 308-338-8011. Storm Hockey, presented by the Arrow.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today, with highs up in the mid-60s. Winds will also stay to the northwest at 5 to 15 miles per hour. We'll stay mainly clear tonight with a low near 40 with a light southeast wind. Highs on Saturday reach the lower 70s. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Johnny Casino's home of the Wednesday 10-ounce ribeye steak special for just $11.99. Always something going on. Good food, good beverages at Johnny Casino's just off 281 west of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. And, well, Grand Island is proud to represent on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Jim from Grand Island, a winner of a $25 gift card to Johnny Casino's, and he's going to take his shot at the Doug and Daddy Johnny Casino Pigskin Pick'em. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing good. Are you a little worried that Daddy's getting some inside information from Vegas today?
I don't know. He's going to be coming home with empty wallets and empty pockets. What
All right, James, let's get after it. We've got a lot of games this week that are predicted to be close, at least as far as the point spreads. And so good luck. Here we go. Wake Forest at Maryland. Who you got?
Hey, never bet against a turtle.
Oh, all right. He says Maryland. I'm taking Wake Forest. And since Daddy's not here, Derek, who do you got?
Wake Forest.
Georgia Tech at Clemson. You know, Clemson has a new football coach. I'm going to go with that us against the world speech that they're going to give them for unity. I'm going to take Clemson. Who you got, Derek?
Clemson.
And Jim?
Georgia Tech. Clemson needs a whole football team.
Virginia Tech at Boston College. Who do you like there, Derek?
V-Tech.
I take V-Tech. What about you, Jim?
I'm taking V-Tech on that one.
All right. Wisconsin at Iowa. Iowa favored in this game. Wisconsin struggling. Quarterback issues. Jim, who you like?
I'm going with the Badgers on this one.
You know, I am too. I just can't bring myself to say Iowa. Derek?
I like the Badgers.
Iowa's favored in this game, and we all take Wisconsin. Ohio State at Michigan State. I am taking Ohio State. And note to people, Ohio State's a good football team. This could be one of the locks of the year, even though Michigan State likes to run the ball. I'm taking Ohio State. What do you think, Jim?
Buckeyes.
And Derek?
Yeah, Beanie Wells and the Buckeyes.
All right, North Carolina at Virginia. Derek, who you like?
I like North Carolina.
You know, Virginia came out of nowhere. They were horrid. And then the last 2 weeks, it's like they were a good NFL team. I'm taking North Carolina. Who you taking, Jim?
North Carolina.
California at Arizona. Who you like, Jim?
You know what? Arizona's going to pull this one out for us, I think.
All right. It's a close spread again. That's like another 3-point spread. I'm going to stay with California. And Derek?
I got California as well.
Let's go to LSU at South Carolina. Who you like, Derek?
LSU.
I have taken LSU. What about you, Jim?
I'll take LSU.
Old ball coach got a chance here for an upset. We go to the Big 12. Kansas State at Colorado. Some of the national experts are making this their upset special. Not me. I'm taking Colorado. Derek?
Yeah, I'll take Ralphie and the Buffaloes, too.
And Jim?
Yeah, in Colorado, take on the Buffs.
Missouri at Texas, the game of the week right here on ESPN Radio. Who you like, Jim?
Texas.
Derek?
Texas.
All right, I'm giving you boys a chance. I'm giving you a chance. Missouri was looking ahead. Texas played their biggest game of the year. They always have a letdown against Oklahoma, and now that they won, I am taking the fighting Chase Daniels, the nose pickers, to beat Texas. In fact, you know, Chase was actually, they thought he was hooking horns. No, that's not what he was doing with the fingers. Let's go to the tiebreaker in case we need it. Nebraska at Iowa State. Total points in the game, Jim?
74.
Oh, I am way below that. Derek, what do you got?
I like a 31-21 game. I'm going to take 52.
Wow, that's a little closer to me. I pick 54. 54 points. Jim, what do you think? Nebraska win, or is this going to be close like Daddy thinks?
No, I think Nebraska's going to pretty well blow the doors off this week.
I like your thinking, Jim. Hey, $29 gift card to Johnny Casino's coming your way, and best of luck.
All righty, thanks.
That's the Johnny Casino Pigskin Pick'em, brought to you every Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska, I like him. I like Nebraska. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. They've been specializing in paintless dent repair for years as well. Stop by, see Scott or Joel today on the bricks downtown Kearney. To the delusional power ranker, which I guess is me and Daddy, from Brent, he says, last night was one of the best nights for anyone who loves sports. It was a night one needed multiple televisions so you wouldn't miss any action. Watching TCU take down the high-powered offense of BYU, seeing the Fighting Bowdens sneak in with a 5-1 record, and the improbable implosion of the Rays was completely mind-blowing. Can the Sox do it again? This is a start to a fantastic weekend. By the way, a shot at H-Man. When H-Man fires emails,
shots back at H-Man from yesterday. I didn't realize H-Man was such a mathematical genius with his breakdown of percentages of our failure rate. By that he means Nebraska. Bet that gave him a brain cramp. Must be a direct result of his mother constantly bringing his failures to his attention. Poor, poor H-Man. Do the kiddies in Riverdale a favor on Halloween. Leave mommy's porch light off. I don't think the little tykes will appreciate getting the sugar and creamer packets you lifted from the local diner in their candy bags. But keep in mind, we truly love you and understand how living in Mom's basement has affected your mentality. We got your back. Daddy, put it all on black and you'll double your money. Have a great weekend in Vegas. Brent the mailman. Thanks. Thanks, Brent. And he also says, us mentioning NASCAR a great, great deal. No matter what you're doing, whether you're going to Hastings College homecoming, whether you're going to the Husker game in Ames, whether you're going to high school tonight, you're going to be tailgating, and that means you're tailgating headquarters, Troutman's Quality Meats and Grill's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone right out front to greet you. The freshest sausage around, you can't buy it fresher. Beer brats, Italian links, jalapeno bratwurst, USDA Choice certified Angus beef, ground beef, and ground chuck patties. You can taste the difference. There's no doubt about it. Every kind of seasoning you want. And don't forget, delicious fall-off-the-bone pork and beef ribs. Throw them in your smoker, on the grill. They'll be ready for game time. With colder weather coming, order your freezer bundles today to get you through. Troutman's can customize your bundles to include whatever cuts you like. Troutman's ages their steaks 1 month before cutting, guaranteeing you the most tender and flavorful steak you can find, the certified black Angus steak. And if you're just looking for snacks, don't forget the great snack sticks and all that they have. Folks, I'm hungry right now, so it's time for lunch. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Great show today. We missed Daddy, but glad that he was able to catch up with us in Vegas. What was that, about 20 minutes ago? What do you think his state of mind is right now?
Let's see, about 10 there now, so he's probably about 7 or 8 beverages into the day, maybe.
I didn't ask him what the temperature was, but I know he's looking to take the shirt off and run down the strip and get to the pool.
Literally the strip, huh?
Oh, it's kind of. There's some great football tonight. Go out and enjoy it, folks. UNK and Hastings College volleyball teams both won last night. UNK is back in action tonight. Huskers and Hastings are off until next week. State tennis, state softball will update you here on ESPN Radio. Best of luck to everyone that's still alive in that. Want to thank Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High, for joining us. Don't forget, Monday, it's Merkin Morris, Daryl Morris from UNK, Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College to talk about their football weekend and our breakdown of Nebraska-Iowa State. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!